Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Siyanamukela abalaleli nonke, nonke kuna ezindaweni ezehlukile lapha elikhona. Siyabonga ukubana siba namathuba anje ukubana sifunde izwi likaNkulunkulu singaphansi kwesihloko esithi baphi abafileyo na? Baphi abafileyo bethu na? UNkulunkulu uthi izwi lakhe liyikukhalisibane ezinyaweni zethu, izwi lakhe niyikukhanya ezindleleni zethu. Masilifunda ilizwi lakhe, uNkulunkulu siyakucela ukubana asithungamele, asinike amaqiniso nemfihlakalo yakhe ngendaba yokufa nokuthi abafileyo bethu baphi, baphi abafileyo bethu. Igama lami nginguJimmy Okwadube. Singakaqhubekeli phambili, sizokucela uNkulunkulu asithungamele izwi lakhe libe isibane ezinyaweni zethu, libe yikukhanya endleleni yethu. Asikhulekeni Baba wethu osezulwini, siyabonga Nkulunkulu wethu, sivezele imfihlakalo eselizwini lakho ngendaba yokufa. Sivezele Nkosi ilizwi lakho, kungabi yizwi lomuntu, kungabi yizwi lomuntu owamdalayo, kodwa kakube ilizwi yizwi lakho wena mdali wezulu lomhlaba. Sithungamele kulesi sifundo Nkulunkulu wethu, sithole ithemba lokubana ngelinye ilanga indaba yokufa uzoyigoqa, uyicime, uyikhuphe phakathi kwethu, sibe lakho ukuphila okunaphakade. Usincedise njalo ukukhetha ngokukhetha okuhle okuvela ngakuwe, siqondiswa nguwe, ngoJesu Kristu Inkosi yethu siyakhuleka. Amen. Balaleli abathandekayo, siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngokusinika ithuba lokuthi sifunde izwi lakhe namhlanje. Silifunde, silizwisise, sekungani uNkulunkulu angaba nguye kuphela osifundisayo. Thina singabantu benyama asinakho ukuthi sifundisane ngaphandle ukubana uNkulunkulu asivule amehlo siuze sizwisisise ilizwi lakhe ukubana lithini. Imfihlakalo yelizwi likaNkulunkulu ivulwa nguNkulunkulu ezinhliziyweni zethu, ngoba nguye kuphela owenelisa ukuthinta inhliziyo zethu. Isihloko esiqhubeka ngaso sifunda ngendaba yokufa sithi, bakuphi abafileyo bethu na? Baphi abafileyo bethu na? Siyakufunda izenzo encwadini yezenzo nguchapter 2. Incwadi yezenzo nguchapter 2. Singakayifundi le chapter lale ivesi, bantu bakaNkulunkulu balaleli, indaba yokufa masiyilanda eBhayibhelini inokuzwisisa okuningi, kodwa esikucelayo yokubana sikuzwisise ngendlela uNkulunkulu akufake ngayo. Yikho sifaka iBhayibhili phambili. Mina nami ngidinga ukuzwisisisa, njalo yikho ngithi sifunda sonke. Angisiye yena ukuthi ngizokuma lapha ngibe ngifundisa ngamazwi ami, kodwa ngiveza okulotshiweyo encwadini kaNkulunkulu. Incwadi kaNkulunkulu kuzenzo nguchapter 2. Kuzenzo nguchapter 2 sizokufunda ivesi kusukela ku-29. Izenzo ngesilungu bathi ngu-Acts chapter 2 kuvesi elika-29 sisiya ku-34. Sizwisisisa indaba yokuthi abafileyo bethu baphi, baphi abafileyo bethu. Masithi sesilahlekelwe yizihlobo nabangani neyingane zethu, ziyakuphi? Nabafowethu masiba sibathatha sibabisela othulini, bayabuyela yini othulini? Kumbe kukhona lapho abaya khona? Sizokuyifunda kuzenzo chapter 2 iverse, siqale nguverse 29. Ithi, yona madoda bazalwane ake ngikhulume kini ngokusobala ngokhokho uDavida ukuthi wafa nokuthi wembelwa nokuthi ithuna lakhe lisekhona kithi namhlanje. Ngiphinde futhi madoda bazalwane ake ngikhulume kini ngokusobala ngokhokho uDavida ukuthi wafa nokuthi wembelwa nokuthi ithuna lakhe lisekhona kithi nanamhlanje. uDavida wafa wembelwa. Asiqhubekeleni phambili. Ngakho lokhu engumprofeti ekwazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu wayefungile kuye ngesifungo ukuthi enzalweni yokhalo lwakhe uyakubeka omunye esihlalweni sakhe sobukhosi. Ebona kusephambilini wakhuluma ngokuvuka kukaKristu ukuthi akashiywanga eHades nenyama yakhe ayibonanga ukubola. UJesu lo uNkulunkulu wamvusa esingofakazi bakho thina sonke. Ngakho ephakanyiselwe ngakwesokunene sikaNkulunkulu esamukela kuyise isithembiso sikaMoya oyingcwele. Wakuthulula lokhu enikubonayo nenikuzwayo. Verse 24. Ngokuba uDavida akenyulekelanga ezulwini. uDavida akenyukelanga ezulwini. Kepha yena uthi, inkosi yathi enkosini yami, hlala ngakwesokunene sami, ngize ngibeke izitha zakho zibe isenabelo sezinyawo zakho. Bantu bakaNkulunkulu balaleli namhlanje, nansi iBhayibhili imisebenzi kumbe ku-Acts chapter 2 ivesi ngelika-34 ithi ngokuba uDavida akenyukelanga ezulwini. Ngezinye indlela abafileyo balindile emathuneni kuze kufike leso sikhathi lapho uJesu ozobavusa khona. Kuze kufike khona leso sikhathi uJesu azobavusa khona. Athi yena siyeza isikhathi. Sizowuthi sifunde kanjalo kuba seTesalonika chapter 4 ukuthi isiphi isikhathi uDavida lapho azovuswa khona ethuneni. iBhayibhili ithi yona uDavida akenyukelanga ezulwini. iBhayibhili lelo. uDavida ma kungathiwa abafileyo bayenyukela ezulwini ngesikhathi besifa, kanti na uDavida kungani engenyukelanga ezulwini? Yena uDavida uNkulunkulu ethi yena wayeyisisebenzi sakhe, inkosi yakhe ayeyithembile, azi athi ungumuntu olandela inhliziyo yami. Emakhosini wonke akwa-Israyeli ayikho inkosi eyadlula uDavida ngobudlelwano bakhe noNkulunkulu. uDavida enobudlelwano obuhle kanjalo noNkulunkulu, iBhayibhili ithi ngokuba uDavida akenyukelanga ezulwini, kepha yena uthi inkosi yathi enkosini yami, hlala ngakwesinene kwami ngize ngibeke izitha zakho zibe yisenabelo sezinyawo zakho. Inkosi ikhuluma nenkosi uJesu Kristu. uNkulunkulu ukhuluma nenkosi uJesu Kristu. uDavida wakuboniswa ukuthi nguJesu Kristu owavukayo ethuneni esefile. Ngezinye indlela uJesu naye uthe esefile akazange ngokufa enyukele ezulwini adlule ukuvuswa kulesikhathi sokufa kulesikhathi sokuvuswa umuntu ma efayo ulindele ukuvuswa ekufeni abe ase ethi njengoKristu sizokuvuswa emathuneni kodwa leso sikhathi esethu esabethu asebefile silindele lelo langa lapho uKristu azobuya khona sizokuthi sibheke njalo kuJohane chapter ngu11 sizwe ukuthi uLazaro wathi efile wenyukela na ezulwini kuJohane chapter 11 uJohane chapter 11 uJesu wavusa njani uLazaro owayesefile ma uLazaro waye eseye nyukele ezulwini kungani uJesu walanda ithuna lapha babemfake khona sizokuthi sifunde kuLazaro so indaba kaLazaro kuJohane chapter 11 sizathi siqale kuvesi lika 12 abafundi bakhe basebethi kuye Nkosi uma elele uyokusinda kepha uJesu wayekhuluma ngokufa kwakhe kepha bona babethi ukhuluma ngokulala ubuthongo kuverse 14 ngakho ke uJesu wathi kubo ngokuchacileyo uLazaro ufile ngiyathokoza ngenxa yenu ukuthi bengingekho ukuze nikholwe kepha asiye kuye khona uThomas othiwa uDidimu wathi kubafundi abakanye naye asihambeni nathi ukuze sife kanye naye kwathi ke sebefike esefika uJesu wamfumana esenezinsuku ezine ethuneni na uJesu mayefika ethuneni lukaLazaro akatsho ukuthi sokunesuku ezine esezulwini akatsho ukuthi uLazaro ngizokumkhupha ezulwini ehle esuka ezulwini esiza phansi uLazaro iBhayibheli yasitshela ukuthi wayefakiwe ethuneni uJesu wayomlanda ethuneni uBethania lali iBethania lali seduze neJerusalema kungaba ngamastadiyu ayishumi nanhlanu abanengi bakaJuda babefikile kuMarita noMaria ukuzabaduduza bantu bakaNkulunkulu nansi indaba lapha uJesu uya ethuneni likaLazaro ukuthi ayovusa uLazaro ekufeni akazange aye ezulwini uJesu esiyavusa uLazaro waya ethuneni yikho iBhayibheli lithi bonke abasemathuneni bazokulizwa ilizwi lami ngezinye indlela sonke masifayo siyangena emathuneni silinde lelo langa lapho uJesu azabuya azosivusa khona njengoba wavusa uLazaro bantu bakaNkulunkulu balaleli abahle ngegama likaJesu Kristu nginethemba ukubana angaba khona onombuzo ngale indaba yokuthi baphi abafayo bethu angayishayela le nombolo sifunde sonke ku 0832692472 0832692472 singakagoqi lolu hlelo sizacela ukuthi sibe nomthandazo kuNkulunkulu simbonge simcele baba wethu sezulwini siyakubonga ngesifundo sakho siyakubonga ngelizwi lakho elisibane inyaweni zethu eliyikukhanya endleleni zethu uNkulunkulu sicela ingani leli lizwi lingafinyelela endleleni enqondweni zethu silamukele silikholwe siuze sithole nathi ukuphila okuthembisileyo lizwini lakho okunginaphakade ngoJesu Kristu inkosi yethu siyakhuleka amen
Discover an abundance of life 657 AM
For there is a time to search and a time to give up a time to reap and a time to sow Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.